Music is such a gift, is it not? It said when you sing, you pray twice. And you know, some of us are born with a natural gift for music. Some of us learn it later on, and I don't, Anise, I don't know about you. I get so angry at those elementary school teachers who tell the children, you just move your mouth but don't actually make any sound. Because what a terrible thing to shut that down in a child. Anyone can make music. Not everyone is going to sing at the Met. But anyone can make music, and it's all a joyful noise. In my theology, it's all a joyful noise to God, right? Music is one kind of gift that we have. There are many, many gifts among us. Now, if you read the Crossroads. See, now here's the quiz. What did I write about in Crossroads this month? Anybody know what I wrote about? I wrote about Lent. This is the season of Lent. I talked about our theme for the month is abundance, and so then I wrote about Lent. What? Because what do people do during Lent often? They give stuff up. And in my column, I talked about how when I was young, because I grew up Jewish, and I'm no stranger to giving things up, because, you know, Yom Kippur, let me tell you, that's the Day of Atonement. We fast for the, and that fast, that's like, no water, nothing. It's a fast. It's not like, well, you're not eating food, but you can drink. I mean, nothing. All the ladies, my grandparents were Orthodox, all the ladies in the women's section had smelling salts, right, because just in case. I never saw anybody use them, but they all had them. So I was no stranger to giving things up. Now, when I was little, that giving things up, it was all about the deprivation, How much can I suffer through to atone? And that's a little part of it. But really, when we give things up for Lent, what it's about is making room for being aware of the other things that maybe we're not noticing in our lives, the other gifts. So I challenged you. I invited you, not so much challenged, I invited you into my spiritual practice of observing Lent. I told you that I was giving up bread this year. And yeah, well, there's still Sundays. Believe me, on Sundays I celebrate with bread. But I was giving up bread to make room for it, and I'm discovering all the things. I'm discovering that I'm eating way too much bread. And that there are all these other things that I could be enjoying if I wasn't filling up so much on bread. And I've also taken up a spiritual practice of daily letter writing. And that's been really interesting. But this is not a sermon on my spiritual practice of daily letter writing. But I'm interested to know if any of you have chosen to enter into observing Lent in any way, how that's going, and if you'd like to share that with me, I'd be delighted to hear. But today, I really want to talk about gifts. And there are gifts. So I've discovered many gifts over the years in practicing Lent and in other spiritual practices and in other things, in just being mindful. Right? Mindfulness is something, for those of you who practice Buddhism and are deeply deep practitioners, if there are any deep practitioners of Buddhism, you know that mindfulness is very important, being aware of everything you're doing. We wash the dishes, not to get the dishes clean and it's a task, is it? But we wash the dishes to wash the dishes. We walk down the street to walk down the street. A mindfulness walk could take hours and hours and hours, right? So being mindful of the things that I'm doing and why am I doing them? And just add, oh, and the gifts that I discover and that we discover. Well, gifts can take many forms. We're certainly in the midst of our stewardship campaign, and there are literal gifts that we give to the church in terms of our time, our talent, and our treasure, and we're certainly asking you to consider what your treasure is at this time. But what are all the gifts that are already among us? the gifts of the care that people take around the building and the gardens, the gifts of administration. You know, when you're a student in seminary, you have to take the polity class for whatever denomination you're in. And some people think, oh, that's going to be so dry, right? It's about governance. But that's a gift. I mean, our governance structure is really part of our theology, as is the governance structure of any denomination. And the people who have a gift for that and who care for the church in terms of the administration of the church, of running the church, of being fiduciaries of the church, that's a gift. That's a gift that they have, and that's a gift that they give to the church. I want to show you a gift, not an administrative gift, but a gift, a literal gift that I got last Sunday. Now, do you know that we have several orders of service? There's the regular order of service. If you have an order of service, a regular Sunday order of service, hold that up. So that's a regular order of service. But you know, we also have a large print order of service, right? And if you didn't know that, you know that now. If you right, so we have a large print order of service. If the 12-point font in the regular order of service is just a little too little for you, and you know, we have a children's order of service, and this comes with crayons or colored pencils. Right. And if you haven't picked up a children's order of service, you might want to peruse it sometime. It says in it, in a little simpler language, what's going on in the service. And there's always an invitation to draw a picture on the back around the sermon. So last week's order of service said, Reverend Madeline will talk to us about how we can be lights in the world. That means we can make it so that we can see things in the world better and so that we can lead people by being something that they can follow. How do you shine your light? Can you draw a picture of that on the back? Now, I also put in here every week about what the chalice means. Because, you know, I've discovered that a lot of our children grow up thinking that a chalice is a candle holder. Because we do a good job of explaining the flame, but we often don't talk about the cup. So I think it's important to explain that a chalice is a cup. Well, Christina Jeffrey drew this for me last week. And she gave me permission to tell you about it this week. I know I don't talk about people without their permission. She drew this, and if you're sitting in the back and you can't see this 5x7 picture here, it is a picture of our chalice, even with the little design on the front of it here. And it's when it's not out here with me showing you, it's now proudly displayed in my study. What a gift this is, because this tells me, I mean, not only was it a present that she wanted to give to me, but that she's been paying attention. And that her light is the chalice light. That's not me. I mean, that she gave it to me, well, I just melted. But what a gift that we've been teaching our children here what it means to be Unitarian Universalists. They spend some time with us, they go downstairs, they spend time with their teachers, and heaven only knows what they're teaching their teachers. Because you know, don't you, that you never learn so much as when you're teaching. And that's another gift. What a wonderful thing to be in a religious community together where we share our gifts. Yesterday morning, we had a new UU orientation. The membership committee sat down with me and we talked about how maybe we needed to shake things up a little bit and change it up and do some things. And we talked with some new folks and we talked about why we come together. I mean, we can be spiritual on our own, right? We can appreciate sunsets and, you know, read books but we come together because we're so powerful together, and we share our gifts together, and we encourage each other, and we go out and do the work of the church together in the world. And we get challenged here sometimes, do we not? Do you ever leave church just a little bit angry? Yeah? Yeah, okay. Sure. That's not a bad thing. I mean, if you leave church angry every Sunday, maybe we should sit down and talk. But if you leave church every once in a while, if you leave church just a little bit angry or a little bit agitated or, you know, challenged, how is that a gift? Think about that. What is that opening up for you? How is that pushing the edge of the envelope for you? Is that a growing edge? So today, I want to appreciate all the gifts that we share with each other. When you go downstairs to have your coffee, remember that there are people in the kitchen who duck out of service early, who go down there to make that coffee, and who stay late and clean all the cups, who bring the food. People who clean this building, people who sit up there and do the sound every Sunday, people who make all the music, those people you usually see, people who do the administrative work, people who handle the finances, people who receive the money and write the checks, people who keep the lights on, people who come and staff the food pantries, people who care for one another here, people who keep their fingers on the pulse and try to keep up. Now, if something happens and you don't tell us, well, it's hard to keep up. But people who keep their pulses on everything and say, hey, Reverend Madeline, did you know that this person's been sick, or this person's having a hard time, or this person's... People who donate money to the funds so that we can share with our neighbors inside the church and outside the church. People who do the work of showing up for the social justice events, for voice actions, and for all the different things that we do. People who teach our children downstairs, our children who are doing the work of learning and growing and doing social justice. All kinds of things. I know I'm missing something. I'm not going to name every single committee in the church, but all the different works of the church. And these are all gifts. Some are the gifts of seeds inside us that we're nourishing and growing. But they're all gifts. Like the flame, we can kindle them. And like the honey in the rock, there is enough for all God's children. Amen? Amen. Namaste.